Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, on Tuesday, it was announced, as you know, that a commission of inquiry is to be established following wide-ranging revelations of sexual abuse in religious-run day and boarding schools. Survivors have described horrific abuse in atmospheres of fear and terror that has left lifelong consequences, a lot of which you've been hearing on RT Radio 1 since Tuesday. The focus is now turning, though, to what type of a redress scheme could or should be put in place, as well as the statutory inquiry. And the key question, will religious orders contribute to the cost of this redress scheme? I'm joined now by Jim O'Callaghan, who's a Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South and spokesperson on justice, and by Róisín Shortall, who's Social Democrats TD for Dublin North West and that party's spokesperson on health, finance and public expenditure. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I start with you, Jim O'Callaghan, firstly? The key question, as I say, can we compel religious orders to contribute to a redress scheme?
I think that'll be very difficult, Cormac. Obviously, a redress scheme was set up before under the Residential Institutions Redress Act back in 2002. But if the Oireachtas was to introduce legislation saying we're going to set up a redress fund and, you know, 50% is going to be contributed by the state and 50% is going to be contributed by religious orders, I don't think that would withstand a constitutional challenge.
Why?
So, because
that would be taken by the religious orders.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so why would it not?
Because they could legitimately say, we're not agreeing to handing over our assets to the state. If people want to hold us liable for negligence or acts of abuse, they have to go through the courts. If they get a judgment through the courts, they'll be able to enforce it against the religious order through the standard route that's available in the courts.
And what's the standard route?
The standard route is that, for instance, a victim of child sexual abuse, obviously, for that person to get justice, the first role should be to go to the Gard, make a complaint. If there's a prosecution and a conviction, that is the primary source of justice.
That's a criminal way. Yeah.
And alongside that, they can also institute civil proceedings against the abuser or indeed against the school and the religious order. And if they get a judgment against the school or the religious order on the basis that it was negligent or breached its duty by not moving a teacher moving a teacher who it knew was involved in sexual abuse or doing nothing about that teacher, in that instance, the victim will be given an award of damages by the court, and he then will be able to execute that judgment against the religious order, either by a judgment mortgage or appointment of a receiver, and even the assets of the order could be sold in order to meet his judgment.
Okay,
That's the standard route by which people get justice.
Okay, we're getting somewhere here. Can I ask you this? Why is an individual allowed to do it, but that the state would not be allowed to do it on behalf of all survivors? Because it seems to me that in the individual case, you're trying to establish liability, and if you do that, you win your case, and you can get the assets.
Because the individual has gone through the court process and has obtained a finding from the court of liability against the religious order or the school.
Okay, so stop it there for a second, right? I'm now going to move to the case in Australia where they set up a royal commission, very similar to a statutory inquiry here, where they established, let's say, liability. And they showed that the abuse was widespread, and they put forward the case that the Ellis defence, which they describe in Australia as the defence taken by the church to say you can't sue us, you can't hold us vicariously liable because we are an unincorporated association, which is similar to the defence put forward here. The Royal Commission, their statutory inquiry, recommended to the state of Victoria that they abolish that defence.
Yeah,
and so let me finish. The state in Victoria did so, the Parliament. And then in the Court of Appeal, they rejected that defence from the Catholic Church. Now, my question to you is, why don't we do similar here?
But that was as a result of a judgment in courts. If we get judgments in courts, Cormac, we can enforce judgments against religious orders
and
get their assets.
That was on foot of a recommendation from the Royal Commission of Inquiry. And the Victorian state did so in 2018. They moved in legislation to scrap that defence, that possibility of defence?
I'm not an expert on what happened in Australia. My understanding of what happened in Australia with the Royal Commission is that in June 2018, the Catholic Church in Australia signed up to the government's redress scheme for victims of child sexual abuse.
But it's not foot of the Legal Identity of Defendants Organisational Child Abuse Act of 2012. Now, the thing I'm trying to establish here, Jim, and I'll come to Roisin Shorthill in just a second, it seems to me that if you look at cases in Australia or examples in Australia where they have moved in legislation and moved in the courts to allow survivors and allow the state to help survivors and compel the religious orders to contribute. Not invite, but compel. Why not look at examples like that and move in a similar direction?
I would love if that could happen here, if we had a much simpler process for the victims of sexual abuse in schools. I'm just giving you my own assessment. It's unfortunate this way. It's my own assessment of what's the legal situation in Ireland. I think if we set up a piece of legislation that compelled religious institutions to contribute money when they didn't agree to it, my own view is that certainly would be challenged constitutionally, and I think there would be a serious question mark.
But what you seem to be saying there is that you seem to be saying that the religious orders can't be held vicariously liable because they have constitutional property rights.
Of course they can be held vicariously liable. They're held liable, and they are being held liable through orders of the courts. The courts administer justice. The Oireachtas doesn't administer justice. So the way for this to be, like the reason I refer to how what's the standard route for justice is it shows the benefit and advantage of a victim of sexual abuse having a judgment from the court. If you have a judgment from the court which says...
doing it individually, Jim, it's really come on. After years of abuse, Cormac, and then the torment of putting up with that abuse and it not being recognised or acknowledged and fought tooth and nail every step of the way. And now you seem to be suggesting that the only way is to go and take on
Cormac,
the church individually.
You asked me for my assessment of it. I would much prefer, if it was possible, just to set up a redress scheme and to say, the legislature to say, listen, we're going to make sure that the religious order contributes 75% to all payouts from this redress scheme. That would be a fantastic thing, and I'd love to be able to say that to you. But I have to be honest and give you my assessment that that will not withstand constitutional scrutiny. But I do think there is a mechanism, and my own assessment of what happened in Australia is they did enact legislation, and the legislation allowed groups to opt into the redress scheme. And I think what we need is to set up that legislation, and it's going to be in such a way that the Catholic Church will have to opt into it, and there'll be a benefit for them opting into it, because if they don't, they're going to be faced with inordinate amount of claims before the courts.
Okay, so stay with me, Jim O'Callaghan. Roisin Shorthill, the Social Democrats, he is a barrister and he has legal expertise. So I just wonder, is Jim O'Callaghan right? Is it just, no matter what your desire is to compel a religious order to contribute, in the Irish legal context, it might be extremely challenging?
Well, Cormac, it's quite shocking what Jim is saying there. I mean, he seems to be saying to the thousands of victims of these heinous crimes that they're on their own. They need to take cases themselves.
I'm not sure that's what he's saying.
But that's what he is saying, that people should take cases through the courts themselves and then establish
the law. Okay, he rejects that. Can you tell me?
You've had a good innings now, Jim. He's also saying that he's talking in terms of the existing legal situation. And, you know, we need to deal with this in an appropriate manner. It is an appalling occurrence. It's a terrible stain on our history and our culture. And it needs to be dealt with comprehensively.
How do you do it?
So if the law needs to be changed, it should be changed.
How?
And that's down to the Oireachtas to do that. And if there is a need for a constitutional case to be referendum to be held, well, so be it then.
Okay. So can I ask you about that for a second?
May
can
I
ask you about
finish
that?
On this?
Yeah. Go on. Sorry. Yeah.
As far as the survivors are concerned, there are two main concerns. The first is to get justice, and the way that can be achieved is by, you know, the perpetrators of these crimes being brought through the criminal justice system. The second is in relation to redress. And we have to learn the lessons of the redress schemes that we've had over the last 20 years, where successive governments have bent the knee in relation to religious organisations and have not pursued them. Look, what we're calling for in the Social Democrats is an audit to be carried out of all of the religious congregations that are involved in these schools. We need to know the extent of the wealth that exists.
Look, we know that. Can I just intervene there for a second?
We don't know that, Roisin.
No, hang on a second. The key question that I'm asking here, we know they have wealth. We know they do. But what I'm asking is if they can be forced to contribute to a redress scheme. You say you want that to happen. So does Jim. My question is, how do you do it that in a way that doesn't fall to legal challenge?
Well, I have to say I haven't heard either the Taoiseach or any minister of government saying that that's what they want to do, because these are the same parties that, you know, that completely gave in to the religious congregations in relation to the other redress schemes. The history on this is very poor.
Tell me how you do it, though.
We need to ensure that those who are responsible for running these organisations in the schools where these awful crimes were committed are made accountable.
Yeah, okay, but can you tell me how you compel a religious order? You mentioned a referendum. So what is that? How would that work?
Look, there's a couple of issues that need to be pursued. I'd suggest to you that the state has no difficulty in relentlessly pursuing individuals through the courts. And we need to see the same kind of approach being taken in relation to religious congregations. We also know that over recent years, much of the wealth of the religious congregations has been squirreled away in various trust funds and other mechanisms to hide that wealth. Now, that needs to be challenged. That was done with a particular purpose in mind. It's quite clear, and that needs to be challenged.
Okay, can I ask Jim O'Callaghan about the suggestion from Roisin about a constitutional referendum? Could that work?
Well, I'm not being dismissive. I just don't know what the wording would be. Is it going to say that the state can have access to the assets of the religious orders in the state for the purpose of paying claims by sex abuse victims? It gets very complicated. And I just dispute what Roisin unfairly said. I would love to see a situation where the Oireachtas could enact legislation that would hold the religious orders liable for what clearly was negligent acts on their part. I have to be honest with you as to my assessment as to whether or not that legislation is going to be effective. It may be necessary if the government, the Taoiseach and Minister for Education, indeed the Taoiseach, have committed to a redress scheme. Mm-hmm. It may be necessary that the redress scheme in the first instance be funded by the state, and after that the state would then look to recoup it from the religious orders. I'm just trying to think of options that are available
that
to facilitate
victims
of abuse so they can get compensated and redress promptly. That's one mechanism dealing with. But I haven't heard from Roisin a credible alternative as to how we're going to compel the church to put up money in advance in order to meet the redress scheme if they're not cooperating.
I've just suggested a number of actions that can be taken in relation to changing the law or, if necessary, the constitution.
On the constitutional idea. I mean, what would wording be?
We're not discussing the wording of a potential constitutional amendment here. That's a matter for, you know, people with legal expertise and for the government to apply themselves to that. But the starting point has to be a determination for fairness, and that those organisations responsible for their members committing these awful crimes, allowing those crimes to take place in their schools, and in many cases covering up for those crimes, there has to be an accounting for that. And the other thing you have to bear in mind is that the vast wealth that the congregations have, that wealth arises from the fact that the state over many years has invested public money in health and education facilities and handed them over with no strings attached to the congregations. And this isn't just a historical thing, Cormac, that's been happening. You know, 2 years ago, Jim's party, under Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and also Stephen Donnelly as Minister for Health, they gifted the National Maternity Hospital to St Vincent's.
Yeah,
so
and I don't want to go down that road.
I understand.
That's
public money.
I understand, but I want to keep focused here,
Cormac,
this evening.
I would just say there is no reason that ordinary individuals, that the public should have to foot the bill for the crimes of religious organisations.
Okay, you can text us to 51551. A listener says, why do we still allow this institution such a hold over our education? Let's get Catholic school into weekend for those who are comfortable with the church's influence. I do not want any of them in a school my children are in, says one listener. And you can text us to 51551, whatever way you feel about that issue. But for the moment, Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil and Róisín Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed.